again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Welcome to Insight without Jack Sogler tonight. He's fighting a little illness of some sort, so we have a couple of folks in from the one-of-a-kind auction, Randy Diller and Tom Kalp, and so all I'm really going to say and all Jack would say is we got the auction coming up. Tell us about it. So if you want to start off with the time, date, place, that type of thing, the general information, we'll start there and from there and where they can get tickets.
The one-of-a-kind auction, as has been held for the last 23 years, is a function of the Historical Society and Project Recovery. This year's auction is this coming Sunday, November the 3rd. Auction begins at 5 o'clock, typically over by 9 o'clock. It includes a lot of things that we'll get into, but tickets are $10 to get in, and they can be bought at BU Boutique or at the door, either one. So if you don't have a ticket, you can still get in.
Yep. All you have to do is show up and give them $10 and come on in and get about $50 worth of really good hors d'oeuvres.
Exactly. The $10 includes your heavy hors d'oeuvres and drinks, which is non-alcoholic, but that's all included in your $10.
Yep.
And it's worth the $10,
right? Absolutely is worth the $10.
Thanks to the sorority.
Yeah, they do a tremendous job. I don't know who heads that up and does all of that, but all of them I know chip in and do this, that, and the other, and it's always just fantastic, and people are always talking about the food because it's something else.
They do a good job. It's a sorority function. The Scioto Desai sorority does that as one of their fundraisers also. And
so the one-of-a-kind auction does give them some money for that.
Absolutely. We buy the materials and pay for the things. And, they also have a lot of donations from their members who make the donate things to be made. So they do a wonderful job. And Nikki Hawk has kind of been the ringleader of that.
Ringleader is a pretty good description of Nikki Hawk. In spite of what you... her outspokenness, she is really good at getting that stuff organized.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Is any of that purchased?
Some of it is purchased. They do some of the... They go and purchase a lot of things that they make.
I mean, as far as everything we see, none of it's bought in the store and set out there.
Very little.
Not directly. I mean, there might be
some random stuff.
Some desserts or something.
Yeah. Yeah. 99% of it is made by the ladies here. Yep. And it is absolutely incredible.
Huge variety, for sure.
Yes. If you want to just sit there and eat the mini hot dogs and in barbecue sauce, you can fill a plate up and
graze all night.
Yep.
I know that hot dogs will be on the menu this year with the theme being Americana. Hot dogs will definitely be on the menu. So and it'll be a surprise what else is.
They
always come up with something.
They usually have hot cake balls and with white icing, so they'll probably put a couple of little red stripes on there and make the seams for a baseball. And the apple pie will probably have... I don't know if they have apple pie or not. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and give away a Chevrolet. Not give it away, but sell a Chevrolet. Let's just take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get into a lot of the details of what's actually going to be on the auction and what happens with the money that's made and all that kind of thing. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting their annual Veterans Day and Senior Citizens Breakfast and Program on Friday, November 8th in the Elementary Middle School Auditoria. This year's theme will be gratitude, and the doors will open at 9 a.m. with breakfast being served beginning at 9:15. The program will begin at 9:45, and it will focus on expressing our deepest thanks and gratitude to those who have bravely served our country, and will include the presentation of colors by the Fort Recovery American Legion, patriotic music and artwork by our elementary students, a presentation by Marty Krieg from Thanks to Our Yanks, and also a talk from local Navy veteran Jason Andrews sharing stories of life in the military. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend. Please call the Fort Recovery Elementary School office at 375-2768 by Friday, November 1st to RSVP.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Randy Diller and Tom Kalp about the one-of-a-kind auction coming up this Sunday. Doors open at 5. The appetizers and stuff, the raffles, you can start then. And the we kind of sit around and chit-chat a little bit. And then there's the silent auctions going on. And the wine and wine accessories and chocolate, those are... That's one of my favorite things.
That's a sure win.
Yeah. You win every time.
You win every time.
And sometimes for that $10, you get a $7 bottle of wine, and sometimes you get a $30 bottle of wine.
Or more.
Yeah. There's some of that stuff. And that's just, and the chocolates are kind of very high quality. The wine decanters and glasses and all that kind of stuff. You can't. New this year, use your bid number or cash. So if
you have a bid number, mm-hmm. which everybody usually comes in and gets a bid number,
yeah.
You can buy your raffle tickets, you can buy your special raffle tickets, you can buy your, it's not heads and tails this year, but it's a version of heads and tails. You can buy those. You can buy all of that off your bid numbers. You don't have to use cash.
Oh, okay. So you can.
So it'll just go.
So when you get through at the end of the night, you just pay it all at once and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's. We're trying to make it easy for people and not have. A lot of people come that haven't been there before and don't bring a lot of cash because they figure they'll pay at the end of the night.
And then they know there's all these really good things that they've read about that they want to bid on.
Yeah.
They don't see all this other stuff that's just awesome.
Yeah.
And say, ooh, wish I'd have. Yeah. I've done that a couple of times, walk in with $20 and think, what was I thinking?
there's a lot of special raffles besides silent and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the big ones is we always have a piece of jewelry that Jones Jewelers donates every year. They've been doing that since year one, and they've been awesome supporters of our auction. And this year they gave us a pendant necklace, which has got some diamonds in it, and that is one of those tickets that you can buy ahead of time. So if you're not even going to be there, you can buy a ticket and you can still win. So anybody that is not going to make it to the auction that wants to buy some of those tickets, I mean, $5 a ticket or three for $10, just contact me, Mary, Tom, Tess, anybody. We'll get their name on a ticket.
Now, I was thinking I saw somewhere, like one of the stores here, that they're for sale.
I think both the Tin Cupboard and BU both have them.
Okay, exactly.
Yep. So that's, yeah, so, you know, they always have a really, really nice, it's some sort of jewelry. They've had nice rings and that kind of thing.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's the first special off auction raffle item that we have, and then as we have in the last few years, we which seems to be popular around here, we have some guns that we'll be raffling off also. One is a handgun, one's a rifle, and so they're two different
they raffles. Americana type guns, or just whatever guns they decided to come up with? Is that a Bob Hall thing?
No, actually, it's donated. One of them's donated by Tom and Mary Pat Zitter.
Oh, okay.
And the other one is donated by Adrian, I think Adrian Groovy. Yeah. So they tell us, here's the gun we're donating this year, and that's what we...
Yep, that'll work great.
That's what we raffle off. So
I'm assuming Adrian is going to be the auctioneer.
Adrian will be the auctioneer. Always a good time with Adrian on the mic.
Yes.
And he'll keep things moving, and he'll have some fun.
Yeah.
And makes the night go pretty smooth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're happy to have Adrian involved with this, and he does a wonderful job for us. So,
yep.
We do have one other special raffle this year. Last year we had a Battle of Ohio with Browns Bengals signs and stuff. This year we have a special piece made by A.J. Romer that is a flag. It's the shape of a flag, or looks like a flag, but it's actually a beverage cabinet. If the front folds down like a Murphy.
I saw that on Facebook. Yep,
and it's a pretty unique piece, and it's nice. So we're gonna have that as a special raffle item also.
Ooh, that's so pretty good. So somebody could get that for $5.
$5,
and it's stocked.
Yeah. Oh, I did see some stuff in it.
With a few beverages.
Yeah. Partially stocked for sure. Yeah. I don't know that it's fully stocked, but it'll have some glasses, some beverages, some bottles. And
which you can't open in the school.
No. Nope. We're not even going to give it to them in the school. We're going to make them take it when they go.
Same with the wine that you get up at the up on the stage there.
We make that announcement every year. Just please respect.
You can eat the chocolate, but don't open the wine.
Respect the school. This is a school. So
yes.
Don't open your alcoholic beverages.
Yes, please don't.
We don't want to ruin a good thing. The school's been very, very supportive of this event from the very beginning, and it's such a great venue to have this kind of thing.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Oh, it just works out great, and you know, everything's there, sound, lights, stage, you know, everything is right there, and you know, place to have
and the food. Kitchen where they can do all of the, get everything all ready and just carry it out, and
so it works out
to the
great
table.
So we really appreciate their support on this.
Yep. So you've talked about some of the somewhat special things. Any other interesting special?
Oh, we got, you know, we got plenty of the favorites back. You know, we got the pie a month for a year back.
Oh, yep. And
two pizzas a month for a
year. Who's doing the pie of the month?
Tin Cupboard
again. Okay, yeah. Yep.
And then the Toby's are doing the two pizzas per month for a year. Two large pizzas, so.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice prize.
Kenny Tin with the haircuts.
Yeah, Kenny's always with his haircuts. And this year they have a bouquet of flowers once a month for a year.
BU is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Flowers. That comes from, obviously, BU
and
floral.
This year, the grocery store is doing something different. Instead of tenderloins, they're going to do 4 meat and cheese trays and 4 fruit trays.
That you can use throughout the year or whatever. You can use them all at one time, or you can
eight
large trays. trays over the course of the of a year.
So that's a bunch of money.
It's it's a nice prize. It definitely is. Yeah.
And we're enjoying one of their meat and cheese trays now, but it's not one of the giant ones.
Yeah,
but it's good. So
those are the kind of things that we really enjoy. The stuff that comes from local that's part of the reason we wanted it to be a one-of-a-kind auction. We wanted those types of things that aren't just bought items that you sell or, you know, those types of things. It makes it unique when people handcraft things, and we got a lot of that. I mean, every year it's just unbelievable the things that people make for this. You know, Bob Hart obviously has been from year one until now. He's still making bowls. We got two Bob Hart bowls on there again this year, and they are just absolutely gorgeous bowls. Unbelievable. And back again is Homer with his ornament, and this year it's a blockhouse ornament.
Those are all small, intricate pieces that are just...
Yeah,
look at him and think, this had taken 3 years to make this thing.
It's a round ornament with a blockhouse laid in it out of Purple Heart wood, and I think he told me it's 1,187 pieces in that little ornament or something like that, or 57. It's a lot. It's pretty unique, I'll tell you that much. It's
wow.
Beautiful. A lot more patience than I have.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Homer also gave us, it's two little wooden birdhouse ornaments that were started and made by a gentleman named Ray Feltz. He was out of Casella. He got Homer interested in making the smaller woodworking things. And he had two birdhouses. Ray passed away last February.
Yeah.
And Homer finished two of his little ornaments and donated them to the auction.
And they are just unique, too. They're just unbelievable.
About 3 inches tall, little birdhouses. But Ray has some of his work in the Smithsonian. It's unbelievable, too. But Homer donated those in memory of Ray. So they're really
unique. We have some other unique homemade items this year. My wife found a large saw blade. I mean, by large, I mean probably 22 inches across or 24 inches across. And she took it out to Nick Littmer at Macedon.
Oh, yep.
Whatever his business is called, Macedon something. And he did a design of an eagle in it. And then we took it from there. We took it out to J&M and had them powder coat it black. And it turned out absolutely gorgeous. It's a neat piece. Again, it's one of those things that anybody can have it.
Yeah, it's not
Macedon.
Macedon Tool and Design. I want to give him his kudos.
That's right.
Because Nick did that for nothing for us. And
I'm not surprised.
J&M painted it for nothing. And
surprised.
Just great support for that.
Yes. If you're doing things like that, or if you have a business of some sort, it's a good way to get your product, your name out there with a lot of recognition, because there's a lot of people that see it. They might not come running to your store or your tool and die shop or whatever it is that you're doing the next day, but they don't forget you when it's time. And that's really important, and that's why a lot of our businesses are very happy to donate, because it's really, really good community
PR publicity. It truly is.
Yeah, and it's just there's so many neat things. I love to go. I almost never buy anything. Because where would I put it? I got a studio full of stuff, a house full of stuff, and a garage full of stuff. So where would I put it? So I might as well let somebody that would appreciate it have it, instead of just sitting somewhere where I'm the only one that sees it. But there's some really neat stuff. And even if you don't buy things, just seeing all this stuff and what these people can do, or what the businesses are willing to donate, or individuals, there's, and we'll get into that sometime or other, but there's a number of individuals that aren't business people that donate, like condominiums somewhere, vacation things, or this, that, and other thing, that are just willing to help out.
Yeah. Very supportive.
And those are big ticket items. You know, those are what draw some people in, and it's always a great prize to have. So, Well, we do have a couple of vacations this year. We do have the Siesta Key week trip, and we have an Orlando week trip. Both of them are still standing and doing well.
So, that's good.
So we have those, and we have Kathy Stogler's Indiana Beach House, which is always a popular place.
Because number one, great family fun, and you don't have to drive to Florida.
Right. Nice. It's close, and people that have went have said it is just neat. So maybe one of these years I'll buy it.
Who knows? Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. So we got those things back. You know, another handcrafted item we have this year, and it was actually donated by the WOW committee, was two Adirondack rocking chairs that are patriotic theme. They actually look like flags, so to speak, and they're pretty unique. They're really unique.
Adirondack rocking chairs.
Rocking
chairs. I don't think I'd seen those before.
Well, that's what we said. These were made into rocking chairs.
Yeah.
Was that somebody local that did that?
It was actually out of Union City. They found a guy in Union City that made these, and they thought they'd be unique and good for this theme that we have.
Yeah.
And they are unique. They're really neat pieces, and we appreciate the WOW supporting us on this. And you know, we also have another wooden flag display that hangs on the wall that AJ's making, and it's a partial flag, and it's got the background of it. It's got, I'm not sure what he actually ended up putting in it. I think the fort, maybe the monument.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a unique piece that he came across. He said, I'll make that. So, you know, we certainly appreciate the support that AJ's given us here the last few years in making things and doing it.
Yeah, he's a roamer, so he can't help but give back. I mean, he doesn't know any better.
Thank God.
Yes.
And we always have our favorites. You know, we got a couple shade trees that Eric Judy donates. We got some self-watering planters this year that Steve Stone donated. And some of those types of items are always popular. We have sports tickets. We have tickets to, and it might become more valuable, but we got tickets for the Browns-Chiefs game coming up in December. And then we have tickets to the Colts-Lions game, which the Lions are a big draw right now.
Yes.
That's later in November.
So who donated the Colts tickets?
That would be Rob Weaver.
I was very sure of that.
He is
one of the most generous people.
Yeah, he
supports Fort Recovery like nobody's business.
He also gave us a whole lot of he's been the last few years giving us some memorabilia from the Reds, that the bobbleheads and that. So we got last year's set of city, whatever they call them, city series of the bobbleheads that they gave away at the games. He's got the whole set, and he donated the whole set. So it's got Ellie Dela Cruz and all the latest guys.
Wow.
So it's an eight piece, and depending on it, you look it up on eBay, and you know, you can buy a whole set for $279, and the next guy's trying to sell his Ellie Dela Cruz one for $750.
Yep.
So, you know, kind of interesting. But we also have Buckeye tickets. We actually have football tickets donated by Keith Faber, our state auditor. They are for this year for a really probably a pretty good game, and that's with the Indiana Hoosiers coming up here later in November.
November 23rd, yeah.
So that one will be a big draw, we think. We also have basketball tickets.
Especially if the Hoosiers
continue to win and
keep on winning.
That's a big game.
Yeah, that's going to be a big, big game. I'm really glad that Indiana is really doing well. That's just one more great team in the in the Big Ten, which is now the Big 88 or however many it is now, but still.
We have
keep adding great teams.
Buckeye basketball tickets from Grand Lake Eye Care. That's for after the first of the year. We got UD basketball tickets that Angelica has donated.
Yep.
Her four seats for a game. And that's, I think, to be determined. I think I don't know if they decided a game or you get to pick a game or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's always a huge draw. We got Dayton Dragons. We got a suite for 20 tickets to a Dayton Dragons game, but that Andy Stockler gave us. Andy also gave us the Browns tickets. So they've been very supportive also.
Stocklers, they just keep on helping us out, and that's great.
And we do have a new one this year. We do have some tickets to Eldora this year that Eldora Speedway gave us. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're happy about that. So, you know, a lot of the same things, a lot of new things with wrinkles in them, and that's always mm-hmm. good, you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that on the surface are kind of, well, that's nice. And then you look at the details. This is included. That's included. And it's this specific thing somewhere along the line. And you're going, oh, that's...
Somebody has donated some gas cards the last few years. $50 gas cards. So those go with the Indiana tickets.
Yep.
So you get gas money to go to the Indiana game.
Yeah.
Or the Indianapolis game. Then the other one is the Independent Capital Management. Bob Kanapke and Tony Gonzalez have donated tickets again to Lockamedia, which is this year's Holiday Inn by Irving Berlin.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And
so is Bing Crosby going to be there singing White Christmas?
I don't think he's going to make it. But
well, I bet it'll be somebody that'll sound pretty much like him.
I'm sure it'll be good.
But if they really need, I would guess that if they need somebody, that Isaac Lefevre could go down and sing like Bing Crosby too, because he can sing like Michael Bublé. He's good. So
that's, you know, we got some gas cards to go along with some of those trips, and that's, you know, it just makes it a little more valuable.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk maybe some more about some of the things. We'll talk about some of the things on the raffle, because that's always a neat thing. There's lots of stuff on that you can put your tickets in and hope that you get your name pulled and win whatever you want. And we'll be back in just a minute with a little bit more of the one-of-a-kind auction Americana theme this year. Back in just a minute.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza, wing, and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Time again for the one-of-a-kind auction. It's coming up on Sunday evening, November 3rd, at the middle school auditoria, with the doors opening at 4:45. This year's theme is Americana, and tickets can be purchased at BU Boutique. It's only $10 per ticket and includes an awesome buffet of desserts and appetizers provided by the ladies of Psi Iota Xi. Come early to visit with old and new friends and get a good look at the dozens of items in the live and silent auctions. There's sure to be something for everybody, with lots of items in the raffles, live auction, and silent auction. Unique items ranging from several vacation packages around the country to beautifully crafted handmade items, numerous food items from local restaurants, sports and entertainment tickets, and a whole lot more. There are always some very unique items. It's always a lot of fun with many great items available for you to bid on, and the proceeds go to Project Recovery to help maintain our visitor center and the Fort Recovery Historical Society. Don't miss this great event, the one-of-a-kind auction, coming up on Sunday, November 3rd.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the folks from the one-of-a-kind auction that you just heard about. And anything else on the that you want to kind of point out?
Well, there's always more things. So,
yeah, and because somewhere along the line,
there are some new, unique things. There's some things that are back. You know, Terry and Kathy out at Wendell's Barbecue are doing catering for 25 again this year, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
That's
worth almost $100.
Or so.
Yeah, or so.
We have another piece from the Opera House, which is a piece of the floor and the ceiling that's made into a wall hanging. So that's something unique.
Yeah.
We have another one of the world famous, or they soon will be, tree skirts made by Tess Cow. She'll kill me for saying that, but they are really nice. They are really nice. She did a great job with those. They are so unique, and
that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. I way off the subject, but she has a very decorative touch, and just to kind of, I'm not sure this is part of your market at all, Tom, but I'm going to say 10 or 15 years ago, I had Tom and Tess come in and decorate my house for Christmas. They did a tremendous job, and so I took pictures of everything. The next year, I put everything exactly how they had it. It looked terrible, and it was just the people that have that touch. I think I have some pretty neat decorations and stuff, but I can't make them look good. The people that, I'm not trying to get you 50 phone calls for decorating people's houses, but it was really awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Some of the other things that are back, and you know, we have to say it every year, this could be the last one, but we have a Bob Van Trees painting.
Yep.
And this could be the last one, so you might want to make sure you get a bid on that.
Yep.
We have back again this year, it's the second year, Brian Miller, who will be our next county commissioner, taking over for Jerry Laffin.
Yep.
He'll be on Tuesday when we're having this on Sunday. But last year he donated what he called a Grand Lake tour. And he takes you out on a pontoon boat for a Saturday or whatever day you decide with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was the park manager, so he knows what's going on there.
You'd have no idea what he knows. We left at 3:00.
We went on that.
Yeah, we bought it last year.
Yeah.
And us two couples, we went and we left at 3:00. We got back
quarter till 10
at night. And that included a meal. He takes you out for a meal along the lake, but
53 miles.
52 or 53 miles of shoreline, and we seen it all.
and he knew
everything about it. I mean, it is worth it, even if you go on that lake a lot.
So you're saying you stole that last year?
Yes.
It's not going to get stolen this year. Because we tell people we're bidding again, so we can hear it again one more time. But it was really unique, and we really appreciated Brian. And he said, I'll do it again. He said, awesome. I had fun. So, you know, him and his wife, Michelle, take you out and give you the full tour of the lake. What? And it was, I mean, he knows about the old roller coaster and amusement park that was there.
He
could talk about the oil wells. He could talk about you name it. He talks about the current stuff too, the dredging and the the conservation practices they're using now. And
he loves the lake. He knows the lake inside and out. He truly does.
He says he's a lake rat. He's always been on the lake. So he's a good one to have it. So that's a unique item, and that's good. Some of the other ones that are back again, Green's Meats. Matt Barman has given us a large meat package again. That's always a popular thing.
Yeah, it's a bunch. It's a nice variety.
Oh, yeah.
It's a variety of high quality meat.
Yep. And we got some furniture pieces this year. The people over at Meddler's have gotten really supportive here lately since we don't have a local furniture store anymore.
Yep.
And now they're actually selling pieces in town.
Yeah, it's a Simple Touch down there and
so
in the old furniture store.
They have given us some different tables to sell this year, which are really heavy duty, well made tables. So they don't
sell cheap stuff.
Yeah.
It's not fiberboard things that they're selling.
And we also have our lawn treatments from Healthy Lawns. It's always a good package. We have our supply of contractor tools again this year. Different contractors donate different types of tools, and we auction those off, usually a Milwaukee or DeWalt.
Makita, all of the top brands.
Hall Brothers has came forward with another riding tractor. This year it's actually a farm all riding tractor. It was a anniversary edition from a couple years ago, and it's a white. Mm-hmm. It's a really unique piece, and it's probably to the right person worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
but
show up and if you buy it at a reasonable price, you can put it on eBay and make $1,000.
A couple things new this year that we came across. One was, there's actually three or four of them. My wife found a chess set that was porcelain, and it's Indians.
Wow.
Native American
statues. So she bought it, and Jerry and Lori found a very, very nice leather chessboard in
Greece
that they brought back with them to go with it.
Wow.
And it is just a neat piece. It is a really neat set.
So even if you don't play chess, this is a great conversation thing.
It would be a great display piece.
Man, absolutely.
So that is on the live auction.
I'm picturing it in my head, and it's beautiful, and I haven't seen it yet.
They're pretty big.
Statues are probably the tallest.
Maybe. 4 or 5, 6 inches?
Six inches, I'd say.
The king and the queen.
Yeah. Wow.
Or the chief and
whatever.
The other thing we have that's really unique, and it's actually the second set of two of the on-deck circles that they used when I first opened the field out here. One was Fort Recovery Indians, one was the MAC. There was two sets of them, and one of them ended up getting sold at another different auction for the Booster Club. And ended up in a guy's garage here in town, hanging on the wall. And we have the other set that the Booster Club has donated to the auction. So it's again a one of a kind, maybe a two of a kind, but it's a unique piece. You can't go buy it.
And that is the same for virtually everything that's at the auction. You can't go buy it.
You cannot.
One other last piece that we have that's very unique this year, and this came from Dave Reisner. He actually had in his house, in his attic for years, came from his dad, a salesman sample of a Kurgan stove.
Oh.
One that they would carry in that carrying case from door to door. And
I wanted one of those several years ago, looked on eBay for a year, never found one.
They're on there now, but they're like $1,700.
Is that what I knew at that time somebody had said, well, if you ever find one, it's going to cost you $500.
It's really
and I thought, but I'm sure it's gotten a lot more valuable since then.
It's really unique.
It's a unique piece.
By a Patton, was the salesman at the time. Patton?
I don't remember his first name, but
but it belonged to him.
Yeah, so it's a unique piece. It's not in perfect condition because it's old and it was used.
Yeah.
It was actual salesman used, and
those Reisner kids played with it, I'm sure.
There was a piece missing that we actually were able to find a slug to fit, but Dave said it came up missing because Dad used to let the grandkids play with it.
Yeah.
They were at their house and he just let them play with it. Well, it came up missing one of the stovetop. But we found a replacement for it. So
another unique piece is we have a Republican shadow box. It's approximately 20, 22 inches wide and probably about 30, 32 inches tall. And it's filled with old Republican campaign buttons.
Wow.
Oldest goes back to 1902.
Ooh.
It was from
it's got convention tickets.
National Convention in Chicago. Tess and I were on a...
If it's national, it'd have to be 1904, wouldn't it?
It was 1902, I believe.
Well, I don't know what the...
Anyway.
It's from the National Republican Convention in Chicago is the oldest piece in there. And there's tickets, there's press passes, there's campaign buttons, there's ribbons, there's...
Where did all this come from?
Tess and I were scavengering. We went to flea markets, garage sales.
Wow. So I never see any of that stuff anywhere.
We bought some online. We bought some at an auction. And we put it all together. And whatever was left, we put into a glass cookie jar. It's a clear
container
about a foot tall. And there's probably 150, 200 campaign buttons
that are in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All different sizes. Different people. It's pretty unique. It's one of a kind.
Wow.
Because
there might be a Republican or two, county official that might actually be interested in something like that.
It's one of a kind.
We're hoping to make a nice donation to Fort Recovery.
The other thing that's interesting is we had somebody donate some old Masonic Lodge.
Oh. Yep.
Memorabilia. Mm-hmm. And it was found in an attic. It goes back to the late 1800s.
Wow.
It has a ceremonial, I don't know how to say that, sword. It's got the sash, it's got a hat, the gloves, and it's in like an old
leather
trunk, covered trunk, and it's from the Ivanhoe branch, and I went out and talked to Brad Burt, who's real involved with the Masonic Lodge here in town. He said Ivanhoe, the closest was Toledo and Sydney. It was not a Fort Recovery branch.
But it was unique.
But it was found in Fort Recovery.
And it says Fort Recovery on the trunk, and it says G-E-O Reuter.
Reuter.
Yeah.
Reuter. Like, it's spelled like Reuters, the news thing, but
we think it was
Guy Reuter was the...
Guy's dad.
I think that's correct.
I think it was Guy's dad.
I think I have a wooden hanger with G-E-O Reuter.
Okay.
On it, yeah.
And the sword is a newcomer out of Toledo, is the name on the sword. Hmm. But it's really decorative. It's beautiful. It truly is. So we have that, which is definitely a one of a kind. What else do we have?
Well, let's take a look. We'll take a break, and you guys can kind of snoop through and see what else you want to throw in there. And
Tom can talk about the raffle items, because there are always some unique things.
Oh, there's always unique stuff on that. They're just such neat stuff. We'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll talk about more of the one-of-a-kind auction things.
One guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and that means the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7, and drive-through carryouts will also be available.
The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. Tickets can be purchased at the door. The dinners are only $9 each, and all proceeds go to their local Friends in Need Fund. That's the annual Election Day All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday evening, November 5th, at the Trinity Lutheran Church at the corner of Wayne Street and State Route 49. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. The Lady Indians continue their great tournament run after defeating Miami Valley Christian Academy in three sets to win the district championship on Saturday night. They'll now take on the Anna Lady Rockets tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Northmont High School. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver. If they win that match, they'll play again on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Northmont against the winner of the Coldwater versus Centerburg match for the regional championship and the right to play in the state semifinal match on Friday, November 8th at the Nutter Center. And the surprising news that came out on Sunday evening, with several teams opting out, our Indians football team is now in the playoffs. We will play at Marion Local this Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game here on Fort Recovery Radio, and the pregame show will start at 6:40. Get out and support the boys in the tournament and the ladies as they continue to play better and better. So make sure you're part of the Indians contingent this week at Marion Local for our football team and at Northmont for our Lady Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Back to Insight, and we're talking with the folks from the One of a Kind auction, Randy Diller and Tom Kalp, and we talked about a whole bunch of various different things. Any more? All items are unique, I guess. Any more unique items? Do you have any idea how many things there are in the live auction, the silent auction? There's dozens upon dozens.
There's 50-ish in the live, and there's 76, I think, or 77 now in the silent, and then there's...
We have 48 in the raffle. 48
in the raffle.
In the raffle.
Plus the special raffle items.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah, the ones you can buy tickets for specifically to get that, yeah. Right. So,
a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
We have expanded. One of the things we changed this year is we've expanded the silent auction to allow more people that aren't going to spend $500, $600 to have a chance to spend $50, $60, $80 on an item and get something unique. So we've expanded that, and hopefully that gets good support this year.
I'm sure it will.
Right. In the raffle part is how we work that. You purchase tickets. We have 48 different items. We have little boxes sitting in front of each item. You can drop your ticket into that. On the back of your ticket, when you come in the door, you get a bid number. You put your bid number on the back of the ticket, drop it into the container. At the end of the evening, we draw a winner out with the ticket, and that number wins. We have 48 different items.
Yeah. You say items, but most of those items have seven or eight things or two or three.
Correct.
I hope.
Correct.
Every once in a while, there'll be something that's just a thing, but most of it is a group of
gift certificates
to restaurants, all kinds of stuff.
A lot of those type things we have.
I think in some years there's cases of canned meat from various places.
We have lots of canned vegetables from Beckman and Gas.
Oh yeah, that's good.
We have gift certificates from.
If you're going to make a bunch of chili, I think they usually have a bunch of diced tomatoes and.
Oh yeah, we got it.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Tomato juice, diced tomatoes, green beans.
Yep.
Gift certificates from. Fisher's meat, Beeler meats.
Mm-hmm. And they usually sell them, or usually have them bunched, excuse me, by Salina, Greenville, Portland. So if you are from that direction,
You don't have to, if you're, let's say you're living in Sonya or something, Greenville's really easy. Salina's not too bad. Portland's probably, they don't even know where it is.
Right.
Even though it's not hard for them to get there. But so they're kind of grouped together like that. And they're just, right. I'm always surprised at, that was a neat idea. I'm glad somebody decided to do that. I'm putting my tickets in there.
And the tickets are $1 a piece, 6 for $5.
And it goes up to...
And it goes, you can get 100 for tickets for $50 and drop them in. And
And you, if you want to put, if there's something you want, you can put all your tickets in the same one. You can put one
in every one.
In each one of them.
Absolutely.
However many, whatever, the more tickets you put in, the better chance you have of winning.
Absolutely.
There'll be some things that you think, man, I'd really like that. And you see 5 million tickets in there. You think, well, maybe that's not such a good idea, and you see something else that's pretty good, they might have two tickets.
You still put one in because...
You never know. But then you might pile a whole bunch of them in another thing that you like. There's not a whole bunch of stuff in because other people didn't really have the same taste that you had. But
and Mary's been posting a lot of things online, and I don't know exactly what the website is, but...
It's actually a Facebook page, and it's the One of a Kind Auction Facebook page.
Yeah, there's everything's listed on there if you want to look at pictures.
She's done pictures of all the live items. She's done the silent items now, and so you can go in there and actually see them too.
And get the whole rundown.
Yeah, and even though they have the pictures on there, most of that stuff, unless you see it in person, you're not really seeing it.
Right.
There's a lot of really neat stuff. So I love it. Most of the time I don't buy anything because I don't need anything, and why would I go buy something that somebody would like to have? But I love to go to it. It's just mostly because I like the hors d'oeuvres, but still. It's just incredible what they put out there. The spread of food is incredible and just keeps on coming. But any other kind of unique, specific things on the raffle, or just a whole bunch of general, interesting, not general, because it's all unique stuff.
It's unique. It's packaged well. They do a great job of putting it together, and it's...
I do have it's a hot dog for over a fire pit that holds 4 hot dogs that is all handmade, and the handle's hand turned. And it's made by Mike and Marge Toby, which would be like Jim Zeringer's sister Marge's husband. And a fire poker that Mike and Marge make, and it's all hand done.
And you might not even really want to put it over a fire. Sounds like a kind of work of art.
It is a work of art, and it's all hand turned in the iron. But they're very generous too. So
And the silent auction stuff, there's always, like, most years there seems to be like a kids package of movies with popcorn and all this stuff, and adults.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff. Excuse me, a lot of neat stuff. Like the park board gives a pavilion and pool rental. So that's, nice item. And
that's a great item.
Yeah, and, Bill and Bert give use of their shelter out at Rossburg Acres on a Sunday.
Yep.
And
I'm assuming...
Like, there's all kinds of neat
stuff. Assuming the bowling alley still does
their party. And,
yep.
So a lot of the same things are back every year because they're very popular, and there's always new things. I think it's on the silent is the lottery wreath, right?
So you
come out of there with $10,000.
Or $50,000.
Or if you're me, you just lost money.
Yeah, and that's okay. You made a donation.
That's right.
So, there's all kinds of it's just neat to see the different packages and different handmade this. There'll be just groups of things like for kids or for moms or for, the things that ladies would like to have and guys would like to have, and there's just a lot of neat stuff.
Tim and Mary Barman donated some old butchering tools and some old tools, because Tim's really into the old tools. Really, really nice. Tim redid them all. And
is that on the live on the silent auction?
Yeah. An old spit tune.
He has been able to go out and find a lot of really interesting stuff. And I've been able to find some interesting stuff, but I don't know how to take care of it. I have it hanging in my garage, and he has them all cleaned up and oiled and whatever it is, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be there. If you see something you don't know what it is, he can tell you what it is. But it's always just pretty neat stuff.
He's
just really good at that.
Definitely unique. Blacksmith tools.
I do need to go over just a little bit about the history and where the money's going.
Definitely.
You know, as I said earlier, the auction's been held since 2001, and it was originally an idea that Kathy Kesters came to us with, because they did one up at LCC that...
I can't remember what her sister's name is up there. Yeah.
Lisa.
Yep, Lisa and Jerry.
They did something similar at school there, and she brought it back, and we tried it, and it was fairly successful the first year, and then it's just continued to grow, and it's been it's not only a great fundraiser, which it is. We've raised, over $550,000 over the years, and all that money has stayed in the Historical Society Project Recovery accounts to take care of the local facilities that we have here, and sometimes promote programs that the Historical Society puts on. One of the big things for Project Recovery is the visitor center.
Yes. And
so, a lot of that goes to help keep that thing running.
And a lot of that in the last couple of years has been redone, repainted, re-roofed. Of course, always stuff going on inside that needs to be cleaned and all that, and rearrange all the things. But
this year we have a little special tribute. We had a donor that's been very generous over the years, and that's Doris Cheeseman. And Doris has always supported our auction very well. Well, obviously Doris has passed, and the family has donated $10,000 to the auction this year in memory of Doris. We're doing it in the program. You're going to see a nice tribute to Doris and her her support that she has provided for not only us but for the community. So we certainly appreciate that. It's a one-time thing. They've always been great supporters. Doris and Jill have always been great supporters of our auction. But this year they wanted to do something special for
that. Is kind of special, isn't it?
We think so.
That is really good. John was from somewhere in Pennsylvania, and Doris Hilbold here in town, and grew up around here, she, I don't know if they ever moved anywhere else except the last 10 years she was up at Swiss Village up in Bern, but she's always been Fort Recovery. She has just been a great, great person.
I think Denise and Jill have really stepped up and
they've continued to support the things that she supported, and that's very neat. So we appreciate that, and again, we'll continue to do this. Hopefully it continues. Anybody that has a unique item or comes across something in their attic, because some of that's where this comes from. Find something, I'm going to throw that away. Well, two of the items were something somebody was going to throw away and said, you know what, I'm going to show it to them guys, see what they think. Don't throw it away. We'll clean it up and we'll make it something neat. So if they have something, we start again next year. We'll start probably in May time.
Or if you're a business and have something that you want to, that might help promote your business, whether it's gift certificates or a specific item that's either you make or that you sell in your store, it's just those things, people like that.
And some of the things that are very, very popular are just old signs that hung on businesses, Harold had a business for a long time. Some of the signs that might have been there, people love that stuff.
Yes,
they love that.
Yes,
stuff.
I do. And I have one of the heavy cardboard signs from Adam Beach the Shoe Man that Adam Beach's grandfather Adam 140 years ago had at the shoe store. You know, just things like that. You know, yeah, it, and I have an old, it's got a couple stains on it, but from the balloon ascensions from probably the 20s or something like that.
We have
like
one
that.
Of those on a Jubilee poster. Or
yeah. A frame poster that's frame on poster the, I think that's on the Silent too. Yeah.
I think that's from the 40s maybe.
Yeah, so there's, if you have things like that, or if you make unique things and want to kind of show off what you do, or promote if it's an actual business, but if you just want to, if your idea is to just help the visitor center, the historical society, you can donate some things. You can come up with a basket type of thing of things that might be of interest to a specific set of people, and put that you know, can be in the raffle auction or the silent auction. There's just all kinds of ways
give
you can
us a
help.
Call and we'll package it.
Yeah, yeah,
and it, things
yeah.
Together.
Yeah, you don't have to make your own package.
Nope.
If you have a couple of things, you can. Get it to them, and they can maybe, well, look at that. Somebody else just gave something that would go great with that, and you have a great package that yeah. can actually make a pretty good amount of money for the cause. So,
absolutely.
Anything else you want to get in there? Throw yep. in the let's wrap it up with the time and this, tickets and all that kind of thing.
This Sunday, November the 3rd. The auction itself starts at 5 o'clock. You can come a little bit earlier than that. Again, it's usually over by 9, so it's not a terribly long evening.
No, and it's entertaining.
A lot of stuff moving during the night, so it keeps moving. But tickets are $10. Can be bought at BU Boutique or from any of the members of the committee, which is a lot of people. And
also at the door.
At the door.
And that's at the elementary middle school auditorium.
Yep. So. And, you know, the nice thing is you can go there, even if you don't buy anything, there's all kinds of people there that you're glad you went just to talk to somebody that you haven't seen for a while.
And just to look at the unique items.
And they are awesome. It's just incredible. I love it. It's like I say, it's one of my favorite things. So we appreciate you guys coming in. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with Rocker. Rocker has something or other for us. We'll see what he has, and be back momentarily.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you guys coming in.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4044.
It's time for the Wendelin Sports Club's Fall Fish and Chicken Fry, coming up on Friday evening, November 1st, from 4:30 to 7. Stop out for this fall treat. It's all the chicken and fish you want, along with their large variety of side dishes, and carryouts are available too. Don't miss the Wendelin Sports Club's Fall Chicken and Fish Buffet, coming up on Friday, November 1st, from 4:30 to 7.
Welcome back to Insight, where we are talking with Rocker Bond Villain after we've talked with our Insight guests from the one-of-a-kind auction. Americana is the theme this year, and there's a lot of cool Americana stuff. So Randy, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm doing a pop culture rant.
Pop culture rant? I didn't know. Okay.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, there's been a lot of talk about the Menendez brothers.
Yeah. Yep.
They want to free them.
Yep. Say they've already they've done been in prison for 40 years or.
Now, you shotgunned your parents' faces into basically a bloody pulp.
Yep.
You basically used up all the money. That's how they caught him. And yet, somehow you're rehabilitated?
No, not rehabilitated. They were victims.
Yes, yes.
They were sexually molested by their father, supposedly, and several other people, including some other famous people, because he was a recording guy. So I'm thinking that probably happened, and they came up with one of the cousins said he was molested, and that just came out recently, which is why they're doing that. But you can say whatever you want there.
I have a hard time, you know, saying it's a good thing to release them, but I mean, they just released one of the Manson women again, because there ain't very many of them alive yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying the Manson stuff was, I'm going to say, a whole lot different from what the Menendez brothers did. I don't know, even if it was just because they didn't like mom and dad and just decided to shoot them, that's one thing, but just going and breaking into people's houses and shooting random people or killing random people. And
I might need a fee for this next one.
Uh-oh.
How do you think the Ohio State sluggish offense can do against Penn State?
It better be better. That's not going to get it done.
It seems like they have a hard... I mean, their defense is good.
Yeah.
Well, but their defense was supposed to be absolutely superb, and then all of a sudden they started giving up a whole bunch of points and big plays.
They got to run the ball. They couldn't run the ball at all last week, and that's not good.
I just think Penn State's going to just... are you surprised it's a noon game?
Yeah. I just asked Bubba that tonight.
That should be a prime time game, or at least 4:30.
What is it, 2-3 or 3-4, something like that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I know is normally that would have been a 7:30 game.
Yeah, but a lot of times they like to have a really, really great game at noon. Because for decades, Ohio State Michigan was always a noon game.
Well, that was because they didn't want no late night, you know, rioting.
Yeah, but they did it at 4 o'clock or something, you know. But still, I don't know. It just...
It'll be interesting.
Yep. We'll see.
I just think that, you know, Ohio State, I mean, of course... How about Indiana?
Mm. I love it.
I love it too. I think it's neat.
Yep. And if you were listening earlier with the Insight guys, they were talking about one of the items on the auction is tickets to the Ohio State at Indiana game.
You know, if you're Ohio State, you can't look past them.
No.
Especially when you got Michigan the next week. That could very well happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that you
got to get past they got to get past Penn State first.
Yeah, this week's big.
Yep.
Well, you guys take over. I'm out of here.
You're out of here?
Yep.
Well, okay. Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Rocker, and we absolutely appreciate Randy and Tom coming in from the one-of-a-kind auction.
Yeah.
That is Sunday, late afternoon, evening, 5 o'clock it starts. Silent auctions, raffle, live auctions, and great hors d'oeuvres. They call them hors d'oeuvres, but it's almost like a meal. It is really, really good food. And that's you definitely want to get there. Be back in just a couple minutes.